We're back with Money Matters. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. You can call that old-fashioned, but many of the rules your grandparents followed when it came to money could hold the keys to getting your finances right today. Here are some examples of old-school money thinking worth adopting. When you have less income or want to save for something extra, you either cut expenses or find a way to make some extra money. Borrowing was a last resort for earlier generations. Remember when your parents warned you against the seafood diet? No, you can't have that. Just because you see it doesn't mean you have to eat it. Well, the same applies to consumer spending and your financial health. Just because you see it, especially in the possession of another person, doesn't mean you can afford it. And finally, cash is king. Do I really need to explain this one? Credit is convenient, but it's not meant to be a substitute for cash, and you pay a high price for the instant gratification it delivers. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.